When children arrive in the U.S. illegally, they're held in a detention center and moved to a temporary shelter within 72 hours. There, they get a health screening and vaccinations, and they're supposed to be connected with a family member who's in the U.S. The kids aren't just handed over. The relative has to get a background check and sign a contract.
The contract basically is going to say that you're going to be taking care of the child, you're going to make sure that he attends school, that he doesn't drive, he doesn't work or anything like that.
That's Jaime Trevino, an attorney for Catholic Charities. He says the relative also agrees to get the child to court hearings. Kids stay in shelters a few days to a few weeks. After moving in with the relative, a child can wait 3 to 6 months for a preliminary hearing.
Unfortunately, in immigration court, you're not entitled to an attorney like in the criminal system. So, unfortunately, a lot of times either they have a pro bono representation or they hire an attorney, or maybe they're able to get a nonprofit, to assist them, that can provide legal assistance.
If a child doesn't have an attorney, it's up to the guardian to help answer some of the judge's questions. Since January, about 1,000 children have been released to relatives in this area. Trevino's seen kids from a few months old to just shy of 18. Most are from Central America.
Some of the cases that I've seen in particular is just, it's a bit sad because, maybe the children can apply for a particular type of remedy, but maybe they don't have the resources or the know-how in order to do that. And so that's kind of like where my role fits in.
Trevino is the guy who explains to kids and their families what to expect in court and what options they have. He can refer them to a pro bono attorney, which has been especially tough in the last few months with so many children arriving.
They're leaving their country because there's violence in their country. There's a lot of problems with gangs, economic instability, separation from their family. Those are the main themes.
Trevino says young girls are being targeted and raped. Boys are coerced into joining gangs. Asylum can be an option if a child fears persecution because of race, religion, or politics. But fear of violence or gangs isn't enough.
I would suspect that the majority of the children don't qualify for a particular immigration benefit. I would say a very slim amount of children are able to apply.
There are other options. A family member who's here legally can petition for the child to stay, or the child could apply for a special visa. Any way you look at it, Trevino says, many kids are left waiting for months or years to find out if they get to stay or be sent home. Stella Chavez, KERA News.